The failures of the justice system persist. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Michael DeValve, assistant professor in the Department of Criminal Justice at Bridgewater State University, looks to history to find parallels to today.
American Justice Service and justice reform efforts both seem to suffer from a strategic myopia. Most policing in America is administered locally, thus its quality is often variable. Those suffering disadvantage tend to have their disadvantage multiplied, not ameliorated. The LA Times reported recently that being killed by police is a leading cause of death among young black men. Million-dollar blocks, city blocks with so many residents incarcerated that the annual cost is in excess of $1 million, presents us with a perversely framed question of investment priorities. Criminologist Eric Cadora has called for reform involving the reduction of these last resort government strategies and wiser investments in front-end services. But criminal justice history is itself a history of failure-driven reform. From the first modern police and penitentiaries in the 1820s to grand projects under almost every president since, reform efforts have rebottled old wine, foundered on unintended consequences, or at best realized modest, often disproportionate improvement. A recent conservative move toward deinstitutionalization only stands as example. Soul-saving and government accountability were calls issued by the Quakers and John Howard nearly two centuries ago. The failures of justice service to achieve justice and of reform efforts to rectify these failures are tied to our misunderstanding of the idea of justice itself. Justice practice is likely to fail until we commit to centering love in justice policy and practice. Borrowing from Chesterton, true justice, founded on love, is not a thing that has been tried and found wanting. It has been found to be hard and not tried.
That was Michael DeValve of Bridgewater State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.